It's Wednesday, the 8th of January, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The human metapneumovirus in China, a respiratory illness with symptoms similar to COVID-19, has raised international concern. Reports indicate that the illness is spreading rapidly, putting significant strain on China's healthcare system. Local healthcare practitioner and former health minister Dr. Bernard Haufiku comments on the developing story.
Symptoms of fever, headache, may have nausea, but some of the virus can quickly complicate, like severe cough, and these viruses keep on mutating all the time. I believe that one just has to prepare in the most standard way of social protection, such as avoiding crowds and avoiding maybe traveling to places, and when you travel, you may prefer to wear a mask on the plane. We know that the planes have become afraid of spreading of some of the viruses. And as a country, just have to remain alert, aware, strengthen our surveillance system.
Namibia ranks 62nd on the Henley Passport Index of 2025, quarter one, offering free visa or visa on arrival access to 81 destinations, according to Henley and Partners, which based the index on exclusive data from the International Air Transport Association. The ranking shows Namibia's strong global mobility, allowing its citizens relatively easy access to countries worldwide. The Cheetah Conservation Fund is hosting the ConGen Global Conference from 5 to 15 January 2025. The event, currently underway, focuses on conservation genetics, showcasing advancements in genomic technologies to protect biodiversity. The fund's executive director, Dr. Laurie Marker.
This is an international conservation genetics conference that is here in Namibia this year. So we have about 25 international professionals teaching genomics and conservation genetics. And so the importance of this is that it really all focuses on the new techniques and technologies around conservation genomics, that every year there's different new findings, different new techniques that help us learn more about the genetics of our endangered species and our wildlife around the world.
Build One South Africa has formally appealed to the International Relations and Cooperation Minister in SA, Ronald Lamula, to intervene in the escalating political crisis in Mozambique. BOSA spokesperson Roger Solomon says leader Musi Maimane has received a letter from the leader of Mozambique's opposition party, Venancio Mondlane, expressing concerns about his safety as he prepares to return to his home country tomorrow.
Despite these concerns, Mr. Mondlane's return demonstrates a commitment to his people and a willingness to address the democratic impasse in the country. And since the contested elections, he has faced numerous threats, including three assassination attempts. And as BOSA, we are urging the South African government to uphold the values of freedom, to intervene in the crisis.
And Pope Francis has appointed Sister Simona Brambilla to lead a Vatican department, naming the first woman head of the office that oversees the world's Catholic religious orders and congregations. The 59-year-old Brambilla is a former nurse with missionary experience in Mozambique, who was previously the deputy. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.